The probability is high that you will be transported to a new place and time.
You're now heading downrange. We'll throttle down to 65% shortly. Engine's throttling up. Three engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Seconds. Velocity 2,900 feet per second. Altitude 9 nautical miles. Downrange distance 7 nautical miles.
What have you made here? It's the title is "You Believe in Surviving Bosnia."
Situation.
It is a piece that's based on
obviously a major malfunction.
So to speak, evolutionary biological system, system inspired by evolution, by biological rules. And just having very simple rules allowing for something to happen, for a development to take place. That means that there's virtual creatures that by mutation and selection develop strategies to survive in this virtual environment. And
they develop strategies. How do they do that?
Well, by mutation and selection. So their genes are mutated during reproduction, and the ones that have sort of come up with a good idea how their genes how to change their genes, they survive in this environment. But that's just the basic function of the thing. So that,
yeah, but this basic function already seems like a very complicated thing. But go on, we'll discuss that later.
Well, the rules are quite simple, or the mechanisms are rather simple, and it's just an attempt to model the life we know within a simulation system. And so there are three independent groups of these virtual creatures placed inside an environment that's, in this case, shaped like parts of the former Yugoslavia.
We'll throttle down to 65% shortly.
What the people who visit this exhibition do is they try to interfere in their struggle, because they kill each other, they eat each other, these three groups. And what the people here do is they put in other peaceful creatures in between the competing groups, trying to keep them from killing each other, which is sort of a very, very tricky thing to do, because once you put in, like, let's say a group of these peaceful creatures somewhere, the others meet at another place and kill each other there, and it's just a...
They don't kill the peaceful creatures.
No, it's made a way that they're sort of invulnerable. They can't be killed.
But just a moment ago, before we came here to talk, there were a lot more blue creatures, and now they are gone. How can that happen?
Well, they got a certain lifespan, and then they die. And or if they run out of food, that's the negative point about it. If you put them into this environment with limited supplies of food, they eat up food that the others usually would have as a resource. So it's not only positive to put them in there, it also makes survival more difficult for the others.
Engine throttling up, three engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
What do they eat?
Well, virtual food that grows at a certain rate.
But why did you want to create three types of creatures that exist in a virtual space and do nothing but eat and kill each other?
Well, in the beginning, it was just developing this system that models evolution somehow. And after doing this for a while and then seeing what's going on in our real world, I had the idea just to get a certain connection to what's going on in our world. And I mean, it sounds a little bit cynical to play a game that recreates the scene of what's happening in Bosnia at the moment. But I think if for the visitors here, by playing this game, being the blue helmet force, and doing something like this, you might think, oh, what was it actually that I was just doing here? Or how can I really get involved instead of playing this stupid game? So this is my motivation for showing this here.
But you just said that the blue creatures cannot really stop the other ones from killing each other, because they just go around the blue creatures then.
Yeah. Well, that's
so. Then the audience does not really get the feeling like, well, let's do something for Bosnia. They just see how senseless this whole thing is, right?
Well, how senseless is at least this thing here?
But you used it as a model for Bosnia.
Well, that's just the that's just what it looks like. I mean, it's not modeling what's really happening there. It's just a map. And these are not, doesn't have to do anything with human beings. It doesn't have, or it does very, very little have to do with real life, as most computer games do.
So you do not really feel responsible?
What do you mean responsible?
For what happens? Inside the audience mind, out there in the virtual field.
A minute 15 seconds, velocity 2900 feet per second, altitude 9 nautical miles, downrange distance 7 nautical miles.
Well, I don't think it's a question of responsibility. I'm just offering this idea, and maybe it does do something to the visitors' thinking. This would be the best possible thing to happen, if it might create some thoughts about the subject.
Artificial life werkt ook gaat ook over de wildgroei, het overrompelen, de inval van voorwerpen in het leven.
This is, I think, quite a how do you say, quite a big subject in some areas at the moment. Actually, the basic idea, the basic functions are taken from a system made by a man called Larry Yeager. He first, as far as I know, developed a system like this, and I just took his basic ideas and rebuilt what he did, actually, because I just wanted to have these virtual creatures to place them into different environments.
What do they use it for, the scientists?
Just studying the mechanisms to find out how easy it is to get evolution to work in this virtual environment. I think this is the basic motivation why they started this whole thing, or why this entire virtual or artificial life field was created.
Zoomed. Normal.
Normal.
Are you ready to start to run?
We can look upon the video game culture as an opportunity to raise a new generation of warriors who will be able to live in a world that is largely computer-generated.
Zoom.
In Holland, we have this digital city at the moment. You know, we are walking, we are going towards the electronic highway, you know,
yeah,
where people move and live in the virtual environment. Do they also want living creatures that also only live there to move around there?
Why? That's really hard to say.
Is that why? Why would they develop these creatures? That's my question.
Well, I mean, finding out about the origins of life has always been one of the big desires for mankind.
But of course, but they create new life in this way, and there is at this moment a space where these creatures can live, which
right,
is the electronic highway, right?
Right.
And do they live there? Do they plant these new creatures into that system? Like a virus, for instance.
Well, that's interesting you mention it, because the whole research thing was actually started by people who were experimenting with placing sort of viruses into networks in a so-called controlled way, and by finding out that this is a really tricky and dangerous thing to do, they started to design environments for these experiments. So that's how the whole thing started. And well, since these so-called creatures are optimizing their behavior, their strategies with genetic algorithms, they got quite a potential. And I think, as far as I know, nobody has ever set free viruses that optimize themselves using evolutionary mechanisms, because I think nobody would dare doing this.
It's dangerous, of course.
Extremely dangerous, yeah.
Maar dat je hun hoofden mogen opheffen en dat ze het van u uit de hemel mogen verwachten.
If in such a small, simple system evolution can work, it is also possible that within a global information network, without planning it, something can evolve out of thin air, out of nothing, building its own global structures. And we probably not noticing it, just being a little part of a system that's just growing out of mutation and selection. I think this is definitely possible. So that's the reason why I think we should study the possibilities of evolution within electronic hardware.
And what are places towards it, maybe?
Yeah, under which circumstances this could happen, and what could it maybe look like? I think that one of the dangers about so-called virtual life is that we expect something that we know, and so far, like for example, in America, genetic algorithms have been used to create nice drawings of plants, and or trying to model animal walking or stuff like this. And what I think would happen, or if one day something would come up, some virtual or some artificial life, it would be something that we wouldn't even notice, or that would be completely different what we ever expected, because it's not following our rules. We built the hardware, but we didn't control, or we didn't sort of the rules happening in a global network, or the rules possible, we can't really oversee. It would be something that's, well, it wouldn't have, since it doesn't have any matter, any material to it, it would be just pure information, invisible, not noticeable. It's not like the picture of the dwarf or something coming up on the screen. Definitely not. It's just, since it's just information based, it will be completely invisible for us and unnoticeable, up to the point where it puts any harm to our system.
Okay, people, this is live now. Let's look sharp.
Ready? While playing with this Survive in Bosnia thing, are you also interested in politics when it comes to who owns the electronic highway and who is able to plug in and that sort of thing?
Well, as far as I can tell, this development will be important for our future. If we don't run out of electricity and power before it's established, which might happen as well. And so it does have a very, or will have a very strong political impact on our daily lives and on our power structures and how the world is organized. This will probably change quite radically by installing such systems. So I think the political aspect of this is very important.
You could maybe also develop a virtual terrorist.
Well, that's what a virus is, basically. I mean, by now they're not clever enough to be. Well, terrorism is always something that has to do something with intelligence. But I mean, if let's say the Well, what the military research actually did in America and Russia as well is try to come up with viruses that could be used in a terroristic way.